This message is brought to you by Worship Radio 247. Please visit our website at www.worshipradio247.org, where you can find out more about us and listen to our live broadcast.
Worship Radio 247.
The Hour One Nugget on Worship Radio 247.
Welcome to the Hour One Nugget. It's always wonderful when you join me for the Hour One Nugget, either here on Worship Radio 247 or on our podcast site, Podbean, because we have all the messages all there for you. Whenever you want, there's 956 messages there right now. Gosh, that's a lot, isn't it? 956 separate messages, all of around 10-15 minutes long. What a resource! What a resource! We continue our study today as we're looking at God accepting me. We're at part 19 today, and we're looking at Luke, the 10th chapter, and from verse 16 onwards. It says this: Then Jesus said to the disciples, "Anyone who accepts your message is also accepting me, and anyone who rejects you is rejecting me, and anyone who rejects me is rejecting God who sent me." I want to continue a little longer. When the 72 disciples returned, they joyfully reported to him, "Lord, even the demons obey us when we use your name." "Yes," he told them, "I saw Satan fall from heaven like lightning. Look, I have given you authority over all the power of the enemy, and you can walk among snakes and scorpions and crush them. Nothing will injure you. But don't rejoice because evil spirits obey you. Rejoice because your names are registered in heaven." Wow. So powerful. What the Lord is telling them there is, look, just because Satan's minions, his cohorts, obey you and do as you tell them to do, don't rejoice in that. It's not worth it. What is more important is your name is written in the Lamb's Book of Life, and I love that. When you say yes to Jesus, when you commit your heart and your life to the Lord Jesus Christ, immediately your life is saved. Immediately your name is written in the Lamb's Book of Life. And that is amazing. You know, many years ago, when I was 6 years old, I gave my heart to the Lord Jesus Christ. And that day, I meant it. And the Lord reminded me of that some time ago. And that day was the day that my name was written in the Lamb's Book of Life. And it's not going to be taken away. It's not going to be removed, ever. You know, before all of this was happening, Jesus was talking to his 72 disciples. And he was telling them that when you go out, he wanted to send them out two by two. When you go out, if they're not going to accept your message, then shake the dust off your feet and move on. You know, oftentimes when we bring the gospel to somebody, especially a loved one, a close relative or a friend, we bring the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ and it doesn't have any effect, so we bring it again. And it still doesn't have any effect, so we bring it again and 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 again. Ad infinitum. My father was talking to my Uncle Tony for 40 years. Uncle Tony is still alive. He's in his 90s and still he hasn't committed his heart to the Lord Jesus Christ. And still, he remains unsaved. Listen, it's really important that we get this message. Look at what Jesus is saying. Anyone who accepts your message is also accepting me, because our messages, when we talk to people, is about Jesus. We're telling them the good news. But watch this. Anyone who rejects you is rejecting me. And anyone who rejects me is rejecting God who sent me. That is such a powerful word. And it's a powerful word that we need to think about right now. Well, I know what you're thinking. You're saying to me, well, what about those people, David, that bring a message of the Lord Jesus Christ and it's not right? It's been tweaked. It's different. It's not the message that comes out of the Bible. It's not the gospel message. It's something else. And when I say that, you know who I'm talking about. There are many, many false prophets. So what about them? Well, we know from Scripture, that many people come in the name of Jesus and they cast out demons, they heal the sick, they do all these things. But Jesus says to them, "Away from me, I don't even know you." That's the important thing. That's the crux of the matter. That is the essence of the message. Away from me, I don't even know who you are. Wow. And I pray in the name of Jesus that the Lord Jesus Christ never says that about me. Away from me, I don't know who you are. Because when I bring the gospel message, I bring the gospel message that is written in the holy book, the Bible. And I'm bringing you this message because these are the words of Jesus. And he said to his disciples, anyone who accepts your message is also accepting me. And anyone who rejects you is rejecting me. And anyone who rejects me is rejecting God who sent me. So powerful. I want you to think about this. I want you to think about the message that you bring. I want you to think about when you talk to somebody about Jesus, what are you saying to them? What are you imparting? If you're telling them anything at all, and if you're not telling them about the good news of the gospel, then, beloved, you should be. You should be talking to your friends and saying, listen, I've got something really important to tell you. You could even say, I listen to a radio station called Worship Radio 247. You should listen. See what you think. There are many ways that we can communicate the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. Many, many ways we can do that. And what are you doing? How are you furthering the gospel? Here's a pointed question for you. How are you furthering the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ? We know this from Scripture, that Jesus is coming back when all the areas of the world have heard the gospel. And then the end will come. That it's getting more and more and more plausible as each day goes by because of the power of television and the internet, because of communication is so close now. It takes nothing to speak to someone 10,000 miles away. It takes an instant. So how are you communicating the gospel? What are you saying? Are you just sharing people's messages on Facebook? Or are you actually saying something yourself? Have you dedicated your heart to the Lord Jesus Christ so much so that you can't not speak? You can't not talk about him, about what he's done and what he's going to do. I believe this. I believe a lot of people, when they listen to the message of the Lord Jesus Christ, rationalize it. They think about it logically, and therefore, because they're thinking about it logically, they don't accept the message. Where actually, there is no logic in the gospel. Are you hearing me today? There is no logic in the gospel. And that is why Christianity is called a faith. It is what we believe. And there's so much evidence all across the scripture. So much evidence. But it's what we believe. And oftentimes when we hear a word or we hear the gospel, we want proof. But if we had proof in that way, it wouldn't be a faith, would it? Jesus said to Thomas, "Blessed are you who've seen me, but blessed are those who have never seen me." Beloved, we have to get the message out. We have to get the word out. Because as time goes by, we sense more and more and more that the Lord Jesus is accepting us. God Himself is accepting you because you heard and you reacted and you acted on the information that you heard. You passed on the message. You delivered the gospel. You told the lost, however way you could. What about your neighbor, that old lady who lives next door? How often do you go in there, into her house, and ask her if she wants some shopping? Loving her the way God loves you. Loving her so that she then says, "Why do you do this?" And you can tell her. Because of the love of Jesus. Because of the love of our Lord Jesus Christ. Because He is our Savior and we love Him. Unconditionally we love Him because first of all, He loved us. Then He said to the disciples, "Anyone who accepts your message is also accepting me. And anyone who rejects you is rejecting me. And anyone who rejects me is rejecting God who sent me." Don't waste your time when people are rejecting you. Many years ago, I had a vision. A vision that I was talking in a great big hall. And I know it was in Chicago, Illinois. And the stage was bathed in gold. And I asked people to stand if they wanted to receive God's love in a powerful way. And exactly half the audience stood up. The other half were sitting down. Those on the left were standing. Those on the right were sitting down. And I said to the Lord, "What does that mean?" And He said, "Those on the right, they are not your harvest." Know this, when you tell someone the gospel and they reject you, it could well be because they are not your harvest. Instead, shake off your shoes and move on. Because there are those that will accept it, will accept this message. And will accept Jesus. For those that don't are rejecting Jesus and rejecting God who sent Him. In the name of Jesus, Amen and amen.